Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. It's a new year, and of course, many of us are looking to create a new you. Well, you know, most of us really can't accomplish that. And a year, though, is a long time. I encourage you to think about two or three things that you know you can create in your life that would give you the opportunity to succeed wildly over the course of the year. So let's start with something that's super easy that we might can start building into our lives. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, "Come to me and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and my burden is light." Well, it's interesting. In the year 1874, William Gladstone was competing in the election for Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Well known among his contemporaries for being a highly capable man by virtue of a sharp wit, expansive knowledge, a decorated track record, Gladstone was a formidable candidate for the role, yet it was his opponent, Benjamin Disraeli, who seemed to have the endearing edge. Like, why would that be the case? Well, this one short story may tell us a little bit about it. One evening, a lady named Jenny Jerome, famously known as the mother of Sir Winston Churchill, had an opportunity to converse with each of the candidates. Well, at that dinner party where she was able to meet with them, when asked by a reporter about the experience and her impression of each of the candidates that she interviewed, she said, "When I left the dining room after sitting next to Gladstone, I thought he was the cleverest man in England. But when I sat next to Disraeli, I left feeling that I was the cleverest woman." Oh my, there is something to being gracious in this world that we have lost. In a world that calls us to fight for our own and to achieve more and always get more, we forget that Jesus was an interesting and overwhelmingly most popular person on the planet, on the earth, although he had no formal education. Crowds of people were astonished at the depth and profundity of his teaching. As it says in Luke's gospel recording his teaching on the Sabbath, the people astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. But like Disraeli, Jesus became widely known as one who helped others see their own value. How wonderful is that? I mean, Jesus became wildly known for helping other people see how valuable they are. Not because he was a politician or a candidate. He was already and is still king, King of kings, Lord of lords, over every square inch of the universe. Jesus recognized that each person does have extraordinary inherent value due to the image of God that we are made in. What is especially remarkable about Jesus' way of encouraging us? I mean, somehow Jesus couldn't give a hoot about what society's important people were. Instead, he turned his attention to those accustomed to being ignored, mistreated, misguarded, and despised. If you were sick, poor, sexually damaged, or paralyzed by guilt and shame, Jesus would move forward toward you and tell you what nobody else would, that you matter. My friend, listen, one of the most remarkable things about the Lord Jesus is his affection for and gentleness toward not those who thought they were righteous, but for those of us like me who are sinners, not the healthy but the sick, not those who have got all their junk together, but folks who are just literally falling apart at the seams, not those who are clean but those who are damaged and dirty. Luke wrote in chapter 15, verse 2, "This man," speaking of Jesus, "welcomes sinners, the scribes and the Pharisees charge, and he eats with them." And to the accusation of offering a gentle answer to sinners, Jesus was and is guilty of charge. My friend, today, determine this one thing in 2022, that you're going to be a person that wants to walk more with Jesus, and in doing so, takes on his gentleness, kindness, and graciousness. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.